The Pella Christian offense gets a lot of well-deserved recognition.
Trimer will roll to his right. He'll keep it himself. He will plunge ahead. He's in. Six for the Eagles. Touchdown, Pella Christian. It's a three-touchdown day for Noah Trimer.
A season ago, they led Class 1A in total offense per game and find themselves near the top of the leaderboard in numerous categories through the first few weeks of 2017.
Three-man rush, deep zone coverage. They've got a man in double coverage. Hayden Vroom intercepted at the 41-yard line. The second pickoff for Pella Christian in this game. Vroom read that one a mile away in the safety position.
But on the other side of the field, the Eagles have certainly had their share of big moments as well, all stemming from one basic formation.
Okie Steph would be our base defense.
Pella Christian runs a 3-4 scheme and has since Mike Boonder assumed defensive coordinator duties 6 years ago. Boonder says they emphasize the flexibility of the formation and how they can tailor it to specific play styles.
A team like Albia, when they bring a tackle over or a tight end up on the line of scrimmage, our outside backer would actually go up and line head up on the tight end, which makes it look like a four-man front, but it's still our base defense with some tweaks. Against a team like PCM, where it's nice that you can have lots of defenders in the backfield to prevent the pass, and everybody's reading their keys. You know, the corners are on the number one receivers, their safeties are looking at the number two receivers. The two outside backers are in the flats. The Mike and Will are in the middle drop zones, and hopefully get a great pass rush out of the front three guys.
Boonder believes deception is also a key in confusing offensive players and coaches.
There's so many different things you can do out of it. You can slant to the strong, you can slant to the weak, lots of blitzes. You know, I think lots of times offensive coordinators, if they know who is blitzing or who is coming off the edge, it's easy to get it blocked or one way or another. In Okie, with our two outside backers and our two inside backers, the way that we line up, you don't know who's coming off the edge, whether they're coming off the right, whether they're coming off the left, whether they're coming off the right and the left, or both in the middle. There's just so many variations that you can run out of it. You can run cover four, cover three, cover two. You can be in man coverage. It's just, there's so many variations that you can do to try and confuse the offense.
The key to maintaining the base defense is emphasizing assignment football and having quick-thinking athletes in various positions.
For the defensive line, it's fairly simple. You're slanting strong or you're slanting weak. The middle linebackers are given that call. For the corners and the safeties, it gets to be a little bit more technical because they're doing more pattern reading. If number one would do this, then you're going to turn to look at number two, and the safeties are also reading to see if, you know, who does what.
While offensive players define success by crossing the pylon, defensive players relish in big stops.
PCM is excited, so is Pella Christian, and he is short. He does not get in. Pella Christian stops Wes Cummings a yard shy of the end zone, and it's a turnover on downs.
Sacks.
Somehow stays on his feet, and he is sacked for a huge loss all the way back down. Noah Trimer was in on the play for defense on fourth down.
And turnovers.
And he'll heave it down the sideline, and that pass will be intercepted, and there is your ball game. Pella Christian will win as Nathan DeBryan gets his second interception of the game.
All favorites of Boonder and the Okie Steph defense of the Eagles.
There's nothing more enjoyable. It's just great to send in a call or something. You know, I can make the right call or do whatever, but the kids on the field, they still got to make the play. And it's just so enjoyable to watch them succeed and get better week after week after week. And, you know, be in the right position, have a great tackle, have a great hit. It's great to watch them progress in their learning.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Nights, I'm Andrew Schneider.